You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world that we are all currently living in. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's treehouse, and I am joined, clearly not with me, because we're still under house arrest, but my co-host, it's Diesel. What's up, buddy?
Yes, I'm coming to you from the FCOEHA.
You made it better.
One of those things.
Yeah, whatever that word thing is, an anagram, parallelogram. Nah, I'm just making things up now.
I don't know what it's called. I had something clever, but I forget what I was going to say. Hey, how are you?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that leads us right to our first segment. I'm good. How are you? I don't even know, man. It's time has no meaning anymore. Like, I don't know what day of the week it is ever. Mondays seem like Fridays. Fridays seem like, I don't even know. It's just, I'm good. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm surviving. I can't believe this is week four of doing this apart. It's really weird. I don't like it.
It's a full month.
Not a fan. Yep, not it's either. Been a month. It's crazy.
Not a fan either. A lot more technical difficulties than we have to deal with when we're just both in the same room together. It's way easier.
For sure.
All right, though. That'll lead us right into our first segment with how's your week been, buddy?
Well, I'm finally, like, adjusting to everything. Like, staying at home all the time. Even though it's weird because it's all I ever did before. But now I don't have a choice, so it's like it's an adjustment. So it's starting to feel like a new normal. So we watched a shit ton of movies since we last talked. I finished the MCU. And nice. After we got done recording the podcast last week, we watched Spider-Man Far From Home, which is an excellent film. Love it.
Really is.
Then I think it was Thursday night we watched Venom, because to watch Spider-Man Far From Home, we had to get a week free of Stars. Because that was really the only place you could watch it. Couldn't even rent it. You could buy it or you could watch it on Stars. So we got a week free, so we decided we might as well take advantage of it and watch as many movies as we can on Stars because our week's up now. But so we watched Venom, which I loved Venom. I don't know why it got such bad reviews and a lot of people didn't like it. It wasn't even just the critics, it was just people didn't like it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I'm on your side on that one as well.
Watched a lot. Oh, we watched Men in Black International.
Decent movie.
That one was meh. Compared to the rest of the Men in Blacks, it definitely did not live up to as good as the rest of them.
It's better than Men in Black 3.
I don't know if I've ever seen Men in Black 3. I was like reading the description of it, and I'm like, did I see this movie? I can't remember. If I did, it did not leave an impression.
It has Thanos playing Will Smith's partner.
Yeah, no, that's what it said in the description. I don't think I saw it, to be honest.
It's not good.
We watched Zombieland Double Tap.
I like that movie. It was all right.
I'm glad I saw it. Wish they wouldn't have made it. And I know not to see a movie, to see a sequel when it's like 10 years after the original. I know this, but I still watch it every single time. And
I wanted it to be good. That great. Yeah. It had its moments. There were some funny things, but yeah, as a overall movie, it was not good.
And it's crazy to me how much I can't think of his name. Woody Harrelson reminds me of Clanger. I don't know why, but in a zombie apocalypse, I feel like Clanger would be like Woody Harrelson, but dumber.
Fair enough.
We watched Stan and Ollie. You seen that movie?
I don't know that one.
It's a biopic about Laurel and Hardy, and it stars John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan.
Hmm.
And they look exactly like Laurel and Hardy. It's about their, like, in the 50s, after, like, they were kind of washed up, they went on this tour, this, like, world tour, and, like, it's about that time in their career and, like, how, like, people weren't even coming out to see them, and, like, I don't know. But it was a really good movie. John C. Reilly did a really, really good job. He's in a fat suit, and, like, he looked exactly like Oliver Hardy. It was a good movie. I recommend it. I liked it a lot. Last night, this wasn't on Stars, but we watched The Main Event.
Oh, that new Netflix movie?
Mm-hmm.
Where the kid gets the powers.
I was very, very annoyed the entire time I was watching this movie. It's like, for one, they gave him too much powers. He should have been a superhero, not a wrestler. He kicked over a mother effing tree. He literally super kicked a big oak and just knocked it over. It was like, this is bullshit. This is so stupid. And like,
he killed a man.
The only parts I kind of liked were Otis. Otis was hilarious. He played a guy named Stinkface. He was a heel. But, yeah, then, oh, we've been watching a ton of Spider-Man, the animated series.
Nice.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah.
One from the 90s.
Yeah, I know what show you're talking about. I watched it all on Hulu.
Made some food. We had Easter this past weekend. Forgot about that. Emily made the best cheesy potatoes I've ever had in my life.
Nice. And it
was, she had to make them on Saturday night. I'm sitting in the fridge overnight, then make them, like, cook them the next day, and they were really good. They were really effing good. Other than that, we just stayed at home and had Easter. We actually had Easter dinner on Saturday night, so we could spread it out longer over the weekend. We were still eating some of that ham because Emily got a 9-pound ham because that was the smallest one she could get. So we're just finishing it up now. We have
ham.
too bad it's not rum ham. We have what is it called? Those potatoes.
Au gratin potatoes?
Not scalloped.
Au gratin
potatoes and ham. Au gratin. And we also saved the ham bone with some scraps, and we're planning on making a split pea with ham soup later.
Very nice. Nice little ham stock, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all split pea soup is. Well, that's great, man. Sounds very eventful. My week hasn't been that eventful. Let's see. I organized my pantry at one point. That could have been last week. I don't really know. Time, as I said, has no meaning anymore. Let's see. On Easter, I had my now weekly family Zoom meeting with my mom and my aunts and my cousins and my brother and everyone. Where basically everyone just yells and swears at each other. Allison clearly joins in as well. But really, it's my family's a bunch of crazy people. So it's just nuts. So we did that on Easter. And then I made gyros again, as I did not that long ago, because they were absolutely fantastic and I had a hankering for them. And now I still have at least, man, I have so much tzatziki sauce left right now. I got to figure out something to do with it because it's really good, but I have so much leftover tzatziki sauce.
Drink it.
Yeah, I literally just eat it on baby carrots. That's what I've just been dipping baby carrots into it to eat it.
Or just pour some whiskey in it and make a good mixed drink.
Yeah, there we go. I'm gonna make a tzatziki and whiskey. That sounds delicious. Man,
You never know until you try it.
It's true. I've never had a tzatziki and whiskey, so I can't say it's bad. Let's see. Besides that, Allison started to back up keto, and I am quasi playing along. As in, I am going to eat the low carb meals, but I'm still going to drink my Rockstar, because really that's my biggest thing about keto is I can't have Rockstar because there is like 100 and some carbs in one can, and I can have like 36 carbs a day. So that would be my carb intake for almost a week. So I just can't do it. I love Rockstar too much. But on Monday we made a really good chicken and spinach carbonara that was super low in carbs. And then Allison made these keto breadsticks that, I won't lie, while they were cooking, did not look the best. But they turned out to be absolutely fantastic. They tasted just like breadsticks. They were like the garlic parmesan breadsticks. They were fantastic. They looked a little great.
What
were
they made out of?
It was made out of almond flour, coconut flour, baking soda, and egg. That's it.
That's not bread.
No, I told you it wasn't bread.
They're called breadsticks.
Yeah, but it's keto breadsticks.
Should call it keto almond flour sticks.
Well, it's going to make you even then more annoyed because yesterday Allison made us a keto flatbread and once again made a fathead dough into this flathead or into a pizza dough, and we had a chicken bacon ranch flatbread. And it was delicious.
Can't call bread bread unless it's bread.
It is bread. It's mostly bread. It just has that yeast in it.
Okay, if you say so.
What do you think bread is made of?
Bread.
It's made of flour, eggs, and yeast. It's like it.
Bread.
I'm sorry.
It's nice to tell you guys had some chicken carbonara effect.
Look at you. Punning it up. Hilarious, Diesel. Let's see. Also, video games. Playing a lot of video games. I said last week that I'd be done with Resident Evil 3 by this week, but that's not true because I fell back down the rabbit hole known as XCOM 2, and I've been playing XCOM 2 a lot. Also, Kingdom Hearts 3, even though I don't really think I like the game that much, it has now hooked me back in, and I'm like, no, now I gotta beat it. I started playing that again. Still playing Two Point Hospital. Resident Evil 3, clearly. Also, Resident Evil Revelations. Once again, time has no meaning. So, some days I find myself up till 5 in the morning playing video games. And then the next day I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. And then I get up at 4 in the morning and I start the whole process over. There's just no time has no meaning. Playing a lot of video games.
Speaking of video games, I'm sure you saw who won the Madden GOAT tournament.
I actually did not.
I sent you on Messenger.
Oh, I did see that. And that's a bunch of bullshit. We're going to actually get into that later because we do have a question about
Brett Favre through the winning touchdown in OT.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, we got a question about Mr. Brett Favre later in the show, so we could talk about that more in depth later. But yeah, you did send me that, and I didn't respond on a point because it's just a bunch of crap. But yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, well, that'll wrap up how our week's been. Unless you got any
else. At least went to OT, that's all I got to say.
We're moving on. Second segment. T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
Only the best wrestler in the history of mankind. Not Mick Foley. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. 316, baby.
That's an old school classic one as well. Like that. That one, I don't even... Can you even buy that one anymore?
I... I mean, I'm sure you can get it somewhere, but not on WWE.com. I got this one for Christmas probably like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it for a while now.
You've had that shirt for a long-ass time. That's for sure.
It's really the print is starting to crack and stuff like that, and it's kind of making me sad, but I'm never going to stop wearing it.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You don't retire T-shirts. They just disintegrate eventually. This week, I am rocking a really cool Dragon Ball Z T-shirt. This is Kid Buu delivering the Planet Destroyer. And I think I got this shirt for free. And I want to say I got it from tpublic.com. But I don't remember. So they didn't actually sponsor
us. Plug.
They didn't actually sponsor us or anything like that. I just won a free T-shirt because I spent a lot of time on the internet. So I'll make sure to figure out which place I got this T-shirt from and tell you about it next week. Just as an extra part of T-shirt time, because we got the time. I don't have other things to do.
We have the time, but you don't have the memory.
I do have the memory, so jog on, bro.
Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. Well, that will wrap up T-shirt time. Time to move on. Segment 3. This is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts that concern everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. All right. As always, Diesel, kick us off with your portion of the news.
Starting out with Magnificent Matt Willis at the Mad Attack UK. Game Junkies is back this weekend with Matt and Alex gearing up to deliver a review of one of the games they've been so psyched for, the remake of Resident Evil 3.
Well, I saw Matt playing that game today on day of recording earlier today because we're friends on Xbox Live. So I know he's at least playing it.
He asks, does it live up to the hype? Will it hit the bar of its predecessor? Listen this weekend only to the VWN to find out.
The answer
after
is no.
Seeing a catch-up... Well, a way to spoil it. Now they don't have to listen to it. After seeing a catch-up with Benjamin Banks drop last week, and this weekend we'll also see another Mattachad drop, this one featuring Matt catch up with the fantastic team, the Ugly Ducklings, listening to hear what's been going on in the last year since Matt spoke with the awesome ducks. Quack, quack. And Talk at the Table will be back next Tuesday with Matt and Mags and Conrad bringing forth their topics and anything that you want to suggest that they talk at the table with. Just send them a DM to @talkattable on Twitter. And What You Talking About, Willis, will be back soon with both brothers being key workers. Time is a little busy right now, but it shall return soon.
Isn't the term essential?
Well, maybe not in Europe, Chad.
Pretty sure the term's essential all across the world.
Their English is a little bit different than ours. Just a fact. Okay, now we're moving on to Meg's All Pods at Dej Kirkby. Why we watch former Brainbuster stablemate Conrad Cushman from Everything Pro Wrestling stops by the While We Watch Studios to share his story of wrestling, content, and everything in between. And That was from a long time ago. I don't know why it screwed up. Scratch that.
I was like, that is really old. Why
watch. I don't know why it was scrolled up all that way. My phone's messing with me. While we watch this current coming up week is Josh from Josh and Stu Wrestling Podcast tells us about his lifelong passion for wrestling, how it has become part of his career, and the unique content they create. Pretty much the same episode with a different dude. And this week, five rounds. It's finally here. UFC 249. So our views on the show will be out on Tuesday. Oh, wait. It's been canceled. Hooray for filler content. And now we have Banned from Ringside. This week, the boys discuss Seth vs. Drew, WWE considered essential, and the week that was in the Wednesday Night Wars, available every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Listen, share, subscribe, repeat. That's all I got.
Fantastic. Time for my portion of the news. Kick things off with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. The MGB Wrestling Podcast, Mason and Graham will release their interview with Cabana Man Dan this coming Monday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. For the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Matt and Graham will return on Friday looking at the good and bad from the world of wrestling. And this week will be a much shorter episode. Last week, too. And this will be a much shorter episode last week, too. You teach children, all right? Figure out your phonetics. I don't
math, not English.
I know, but he's called us out on our spelling and the way I say things. So figure this out. Please proofread your messages before you send them to me because I just read them. I don't proofread them myself. And I also don't know what the hell you're trying to say. Okay? Let's see. For my portion of the news, let's see. My podcast will drop next week, Diesel. You know they will. It's happening. There's no...
Got my popcorn already popping for it.
Thank you, Diesel. There is no Midwest Wrestling Roundup because, once again, there's still no wrestling. Maybe.
Yeehaw.
Maybe soon at the beginning of May, we hope, but I'm not believing it.
Doubtful.
Very doubtful. View from the top rope news? Nothing.
Just said we didn't fire anybody today.
Oh, there we go. It must have flagged there for a second. Once again, we're still doing things remotely, folks. So I try and go through and clean up all the empty audio spaces for you folks. But if there was a lag in the audio, sorry.
I think in 2020 they'd have this internet thing figured out. Come on.
You would think, Diesel. You would think. All right, though. That is the end of the Visionaries Wrestling Network news. Thank you all so much for listening to all of the wonderful podcasts on the VWN. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing on whatever podcasting platform you use to listen to these great podcasts. Those include Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Podknife, Podable, and so many others. Just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network in your Google machine. You'll find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. But that is all the news that is fit to print. All right, time to move on to segment four. This is where we answer all of your amazing questions about anything and everything. That includes, literally our lives, podcasting, any kind of weird, wacky situation you can think of, pro wrestling, movies, TV, anything else. But I gotta say some magic words first to get to that segment. and they are boys. Hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by high floors. We answer all your questions. Your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers.
As the song just told you, as it does every single week, it's time for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week. And I will kick the show off with my deep and introspective question. And the question this week, Diesel, is if someone, anyone, or say a body of government happened to give you $1,200, what would you use that $1,200 for?
You must be smoking crack, because that would never happen.
I know.
But it is funny, because today I checked my bank account and it just so happened there was an extra $1,200 in there, so somebody effed up. But I am putting it in my savings, and I'm going to put it towards rent. That's what I would do with it.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm going to buy a new computer because as a podcast and as someone who does a lot of work on their computer, I need a new goddamn computer. So I'm going to buy a new computer.
Your computer is a dinosaur.
It is real old.
I could probably use one too. Mine's newer than yours, but I mean, it's still a couple years old. And like, just in like the last couple years, the things that they've come out with are so much better.
Yeah, no. Definitely need to buy a new computer. All right, though. That will end my deep and introspective question. So let's get into your wonderful High Flyers questions. This week, we're going to start with the best kept secret. Who was at Worst Wrestling? And the question is, I went with this one first because at the time of recording, it's the most topical. And it is, with all of the WWE releases that are just happening now, pick a few and place them where you would like to see them wrestle.
First ones that came on, Gallows and Anderson. And, I mean, it would be cool to see them go back to New Japan. But also, I think it would be even cooler to see them go to AEW with this already stacked. I mean, this tag team division is like, it could be one of the best divisions of all time, because especially they're going to book the Revival, right? They're going to book Gallows and Anderson, right? They're going to would make it more feasible to have a six-man title. But if you add more tag teams, you're just going to throw another guy. Like, I mean, think about all the people that could work with Gallows and Anderson because of their Bullet Club affiliation or something, you know what I mean? Like something like that. So, like, I want to see them in AEW. I think it would be interesting to see Rusev go to New Japan. I mean, think about it. Think about some of the matches he could have.
Did you hear the bell at all?
Like, back in his old Bulgarian brute character, like when he came up into the WWE. I mean, Rusev Day is fun and everything like that. We can save that for a couple years down the road. He is in the prime of his career, some strong style matches. And, like, Rusev crush. I mean, I did not see this coming today.
I didn't see it coming either. Are you going to listen to my damn sidebar yet? Can you hear the bell?
No, I cannot hear the bell.
You hear it now?
Yes.
All right. Well, I hit the bell like 100,000 times. What was I just going to say now? Now I forget. Oh, I remember. Sidebar, if Gallows and Anderson join AEW, what if it all comes down to Hangman turns heel and joins with Hangman or Chance or joins with Gallison Anderson to form his own like cowboy shit gang? Because Gallison Anderson actually are like, dude, we totally agree with you. This being the elite crap is stupid.
That'd be some good stuff. I'm just still kind of in shock. Like not just anybody getting released, all of the releases. It's crazy. Like there's, as of recording, there's been 18 people, and these are wrestlers plus Kurt Angle that have been released.
The Hurricane as well.
I'm not even talking. He wasn't even one of them because he was backstage. I'm like talking about active talent. And for some reason, Kurt Angle is thrown in there with active talent because he's not doing anything else, which I also kind of think is weird that, like, why release Kurt Angle? Like, he's not going to do anything. I mean, I don't know. They're freaking out right now. They are totally freaking out right now. They overspent for all these people, and now they're backtracking. It's crazy.
Well, they thought they had, you know, if the pandemic wouldn't have happened, things would probably be a lot different right now. They would have been making a lot more money than what is happening right now, but they're being forced to scale back because of the craziness of the world we live in.
They don't have the threat where, like, well, these guys are going to go to the competition. Well, they can't right now. Like, who knows when wrestling is going to get started back up again. So, like, right now, the WWE is the only game in town. So if they're not on their roster and they can't wrestle anywhere else, AEW's taped the next 2 months of their tapings, and, like, no one else is taping anything. So it's like, yeah. So it's like they can afford to do this because they're not going to go and make a name for themselves anywhere else. At least this right now, they're not.
No, it's definitely a power play on their part, time to do these releases, because it's just like there's nothing that these wrestlers can do to try and go against them. It's nuts. It's a crazy time. But to actually answer the question, pick a few. I would love to see Heath Slater join AEW and join with like the Librarians and make them an actual like legit, like come in and be the comedy foil to those two and actually make that something that was worth watching. That'd be a lot of fun. And so as much as you say that you want Gallows and Anderson to come together and go to AEW, and I do think it'd be fun if Hangman joined with them, I want to see Carl Anderson go to New Japan as a single star. And I actually think Gallows would be a lot of fun in MLW.
You can be in MLW and AEW at the same time.
They have a working relationship.
So, I mean, you can be in New Japan and MLW at the same time as well. I mean, those two companies don't really have heat with each other. So, I mean, both of those work.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. And you are completely right. It is one of the most shocking just slew of releases ever, and just so, so many of them. But let us think.
Kairi Sane is still under contract.
Just got to throw Kairi Sane under the bus for no reason right there. What the hell?
Her contract's almost up, and they were releasing a bunch of people that contracts are about to be up. Oh. And, like, the reports these last few weeks are she's leaving, but, like, why didn't they just release her if she's planning on going? It's, you know, that's why I said Kairi Sane. I'm not trying to throw her under the bus. I don't want Kairi Sane to go anywhere. I like Kairi Sane.
Fair enough. I just hadn't seen those reports, so that's why I was a little confused with what you said right there. But on that note, let us thank the best kept secret, who was at Worst Wrestling, for that wonderful question. Let us move on to our next High Flyer. Next, we're going to go to Metal Exotic, who was at Metal_2006. And Metal's first question is, Thoughts on that Tiger King show?
It is nutty. And I watched the newest episode on Sunday and was very disappointed. I mean, Joe McHale did make it better than what it would have been if Joe McHale wasn't on there. But other than that, it was stupid.
I completely agree.
It was a waste
agree.
Of 40 minutes.
Yeah, besides Joe McHale being on there, it was pretty wasteful. Besides the very first guy, I can never remember his name, but the guy who at the end of his interview was like, "I'm just old. I don't do meth. My teeth are just messed up because I'm old. Don't be, I just.
It's going to happen to you.
Yeah, it's going to happen to you. F you, everyone." And I just laughed really hard. And then also, what's his face's beard? That thing is, that's bad. That's bad.
Yep. I mean, he has teeth now, but then he has his beard. He's wearing a shirt, but he has this beard.
I know. And he didn't even show off the like finished product of the tattoo. He's like, "Oh, it'll be revealed at some point, but that date isn't today." And it's like, what other day is there going to be to reveal it if not on the damn like show on Netflix?
Because it's not finished yet.
Oh, man. That tattoo artist.
It's not finished yet.
That tattoo artist deserved to be ripped apart for that because you'd still see it. It was,
oh,
that
yeah,
was bad.
For sure.
That was bad. But my thoughts are, I loved every second of it. I enjoyed being down in the gutters watching that show, but it was great stuff. It was fun to watch.
I'm glad I got to watch it from afar and not have to like live that, because that seemed like horrible.
Oh yeah, I'm glad I was not actually involved in the situation. All right, let us move on to our second question from Metal, which is: do you watch live PD?
Do not.
I don't even know what it says.
I don't either.
You made it sound so confident. I was hoping you would be able to tell me what it is.
I made it sound confident?
Yeah, you did.
I said I do not.
Oh, it's an American television program.
It's right.
It's just about, you know, real life policing in America. But no, I don't watch that. I don't really like police officers.
Never even heard of it.
I'm not either.
Sorry, Metal.
Nope. It's a solid no from both of us on that one. And then our third
Metal, and final, whatever your name is this week.
It's Metal Exotic. And I like it.
Oh. Well, he changes it every week, so I can never keep track.
It's true. All right, third and final question from Metal. It is, what is the best band of all time?
Best band of all time? That is not an easy question to answer because I change my answer like on a daily basis. I can tell you who I've been rocking out to a lot lately, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're the best band of all time. It's just I've been really into them right now. And that is The Killers. I'm listening to a lot of The Killers these last couple weeks.
Nothing
not the
wrong
best
with
band
that.
Of all time. I don't know how to answer this question, so I'm just going to answer The Killers or who I'm rocking out to right now.
I'm going to go with my favorite stock answer to this one because they are fantastic. I don't know if they're the best band of all time, but they're up there in the top 10 at least, and I'm just going to go with Queen. Queen's absolutely fantastic, and I could listen to any single one of their albums at any time and be completely happy with my, you know, musical choice. So I'm going to go with Queen.
Can't argue with you.
All right. Let us thank Metal Exotic. Who was that? Metal_2006. Let us keep on keeping on. Next we go to Mike. Who was that? Rio Wintry. With NFL talk on the radio because of the draft, how about an NFL question? With what would it take for Aaron Rodgers to pass Brett Favre in the pantheon of Green Bay quarterbacks? I presume the hierarchy of QBs goes star, Favre, Rodgers. But is there any way Rodgers can jump Favre?
Don't know if your hierarchy is correct, because I think that Favre is above Star just by the longevity, maybe not championship-wise. But, I mean, Favre played 270-plus games started. Is your boy Tom Brady done that, Chad? I don't think so. Hasn't happened. Has any other quarterback ever done that? No, they have not. So, I mean, I'm just saying, Bart Starr wasn't the whole team. Brett Favre, for many years, was the whole team.
And how many championships did it result in? It
depends on who you ask. How many Vince Lombardis did Brett Favre have? He had zero Vince Lombardis and one Mike Holmgren. And that was it.
Mike Holmgren was not that bad. He's
a piece of shit. No, I'm not saying that. Mike Holmgren took him to two Super Bowls. Mike Sherman, on the other hand, was a big piece of shit who didn't deserve that job. Like, in 2004, you can't tell me the Packers were not the best team in the NFC. But you know what happened? 4th and 26 happened. Mike Sherman, big piece of shit.
Mike Sherman wasn't even the defensive coordinator.
He was the head coach.
Yeah, but he wasn't the defensive coordinator. He was an offensive guy.
I don't care. He's the head coach. He didn't get his team ready to play. Okay, Chad? And that's all that matters. Even Mike McCarthy won a championship, Chad, and he's a big piece of shit. But it also depends on who you ask. Some people will tell you that Aaron Rodgers is better than Brett Favre. Stat-wise, he's not. Talent-wise, he is. So this is a loaded question, and it is making me very confused right now, and I don't remember what the question is. What was the question again?
What would Aaron Rodgers have to do to go above Brett Favre in the pantheon of Green Bay quarterbacks?
Well, to answer the question as asked, he would have to win at least one more MVP and tie him for a three-time MVP.
Isn't he already a three-time MVP?
He's a two-time MVP. He should be a three-time MVP, because I wonder if Matt Ryan won the MVP when Aaron Rodgers deserved it.
Yeah, well, he should only be a two-time MVP then, because the one year he won it, J.J. Watt should have won the MVP, because we haven't seen a defensive end have a season like that again since. And we've seen quarterbacks have the exact same, if not better, season than Aaron Rodgers since.
Okay, if you want to go by that theory, then Tom Brady should be a one-time MVP, because two of those years that Tom Brady won, Drew Brees should have been MVP.
Well, we can just keep fighting that. We can fight this argument all the way around and round. But J.J. Watt should have won that MVP.
Now you're deflecting.
No, J.J. Watt should have won that MVP. That's all I care about.
You have more MVPs than anybody in the history of the NFL.
I probably can't argue that fact. He has more 5,000-yard seasons. If you're just going by stats and everything like that, then yes, you're probably right about that.
Second place times has he been voted second in the MVP? And he's never won it once.
Yeah, well,
he's the best player in NFL history to never win an MVP.
That is 100% true fact. Okay, back to the actual question, though, since we got off topic. The answer to the question is that Aaron Rodgers is already better than Brett Favre, because I'm sorry, buddy, as an outside observer, Brett Favre isn't that great, bro. He got to you two Super Bowls, but how many games did he lose you when you guys, you can't blame it on coaching. He threw a pick six. Through that interception, he fumbled the ball. It wasn't the coach or anyone else. It was Brett frickin' Favre. And I rail on Aaron Rodgers often, because I do believe he doesn't take enough chances. I think he is too conservative. But Brett Favre was the king of feast or famine. There was no in between. And so I think that Aaron Rodgers is already above Brett Favre in the pantheon of Green Bay quarterbacks. They won the same amount of championships. And Aaron Rodgers will go down as a better quarterback years later in NFL statistician's eyes and hopefully everyone else's eyes.
What about Bart Starr?
Well, Bart Starr is still the best.
I disagree with that. I would put him third.
Wow.
I mean, think about how many Hall of Famers he's played with. There are the Vince Lombardi Packers has more Hall of Famers than any other franchise in the history of the NFL. Any other era in the history of the NFL, Vince Lombardi Packers has more Hall of Famers. And you should also say RIP to Lewis, his name. I can't remember. He died today.
Oh, I didn't catch anyone's death day today. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Packers Hall of Famer.
Oh, wow.
He died today, 85.
Well, that's unfortunate. Who was it?
Willie Davis.
Willie Davis. Well, condolences. Willie Davis's family and everything like that. Great player.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. Let us thank Mike, who was at Rio Wintry, for that great question. Let us move on to our next high flyer. Next, we're going to go to MGB Mason, who was at MGB Wrestling Pod. And the question is, as a 12-year-old, I can't understand how WWE is an essential business. Can you explain it to me?
As a 31-year-old, I can't even understand how they're an essential business. Like, do they give us entertainment? Yes. But they're putting people's health at risk when they don't necessarily need to. They don't do anything that is going to make anybody's life better. If wrestling went away for a little while, it would suck. But would it really affect my life as a whole? Not really. I can watch old wrestling if I really want to watch wrestling. The new stuff, although they've been doing some good stuff, isn't great. I miss the fans. I really do. Even though you've complained about how lame some of the crowds are and how it's about just the feeling. They're missing that buzz of being in front of live people. So I don't understand how they are essential either.
The reason they're essential is because Linda McMahon's Democratic or Republican, it's Republican, supergroup, whatever the hell, the PAC she's in part of, donated $150 million to Donald Trump. That's why they are essential. Money, 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 money. Money!
I want to get down to the, real reason.
I'm not playing around. I don't know what day or time of the week it is anymore, so I don't give an F, even though I just censored myself right there, so I clearly care about something.
You do give an F.
I do give an F. Okay, let us thank MGB Mason, who was at MGB Wrestling Pod, for that wonderful question. Let's move on to our next high flyer. Next up is Satsuma Cassidy, who is at MGB Jackson 5. And the question is, after asking my dad if we can watch all the WrestleManias, which he agreed to, are there any that we should just skip? I would say, let's see, WrestleMania 20 is good, 21. I think it's right around 23, 24. You don't want to really, you don't have need anything for? Because I'm trying to think what those ones would have been. They weren't any good, though. I watched them.
I would argue that you don't want to skip any just because it's WrestleMania. Like, how can you say it's bad if you haven't seen it? Because some people, like, we can tell you all day long that a WrestleMania is bad, but you watch it, it could be your favorite WrestleMania. Everybody has their own opinions on things. So, like, you should watch every WrestleMania and then form your own opinion and then tell us what WrestleManias you think are worth skipping. I'd be interested to hear that. I don't want to lead you down the wrong road. I don't want you to miss out on anything that you might actually really enjoy.
Cheers to you for that answer, Diesel. That was a great answer. I rescind what I said before, and I go with what Diesel said. So, let us thank Satsuma Cassidy, who was at MGB Jackson 5, for that great question. Next, let us go to MGB Graham, who was at MGB Graham. First question from Graham is, now the XFL is done, meaning Vince can focus all his attention on WWE. How does that make you feel?
Well, first, I think XFL is cursed. Like, seriously. Like, they made it 6 weeks into this season. They didn't even make it a full season the second go-around, and they're done. And, like, this time it was out of their hands. It wasn't like the last time where they did it to themselves, but at the same time.
But the first time was out of their hands, too. 9/11 happened during the XFL.
No, it didn't. XFL was over by 9/11. They started in February of 2001, and it was over before the summer.
Was it? Yeah.
But –
right. Yeah, the same year.
But no, it was out of their hand. This one was out of the last time they did it to themselves. They made it like a gimmicky football league. They had wrestlers and like they associated it with the WWE too much. They had the cheerleaders over sexualized and like. But now, like this second go around of the XFL was really cool. The rules were really cool. The stuff that they did where you could have the 3-point play after a touchdown. I think they're cursed. And how does it make me feel that Vince McMahon is back in the WWE full time? It makes me sad because, like, I mean, what's the first thing that he did being back in the WWE full time? He just released 18 people today. He like doesn't get it. Like, I don't know. It's just. He's money hungry, and now he's lost a shit ton more money. So now he has to do whatever he can to stay afloat, which is doing live shows every week so he doesn't piss off the networks. And I don't know, it's just putting a bad taste in my mouth. And I don't blame him for trying the XFL again because, like I said, the second go around was amazing. I loved it. I loved everything about it. I think it had legs to go further. I understand why they're going bankrupt. We were talking about at the beginning of the XFL season, like, what good timing for them to start up a new league. And 6 weeks later,
yeah.
So fast, the world's like, hold my beer.
Yeah, no, the XFL definitely got really railroaded by this pandemic. I think that it would have kept going over, and it was going over. It wasn't, you know, fantastic or anything like that, like for the TV ratings, but they were growing and everything looked good. And I think that the was just going to keep getting better. And you saw how many people got signed from the XFL to the NFL, actually. So they had the players who could actually do the stuff. And I think it would have made a great feeder system / minor league for the NFL. And the fact that Vince is now just back in charge of just running the WWE again just makes me a little sad. I mean, I guess Vince at least is, or Triple H is still running NXT, but I mean, Vince is now just back and has nothing else to do with his time. And he's a crazy, crazy old man. So I guess we'll see. I guess we'll really see. I don't really like it. That's really how I feel about it.
He's a crazy old man that just got popped in the nose.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. All right, well, let us thank MGB Graham. Who was that? MGB Graham for that wonderful question. Let us move on to our next TIE Flyer. Next, let us go to Mags All Pods. Who was that? Dej Kirkby. And the question is, with WWE catching tons of flack for the essential business issue in Florida, and rightfully so, should all other companies use the same loophole be given the same flack?
Say that one more time.
Basically, WWE is using a loophole to get themselves to call it essential business. And Max is asking, should all companies that are doing this be getting the same flack that WWE is? Because WWE is catching a shit ton of flack.
It's a gray area. Some of them should, some of them shouldn't. It really depends. I think it goes by the situation of like what you do. But I don't really know. I mean, like, local, like, you work for a bar, but they're still selling takeout. Should you get flack for that? I don't think so. I think that your business is trying to stay alive. So, like, I think that you can still provide for the community in that way. I don't think you should get flack for that. But, like, somebody that doesn't necessarily, like, it's like WWE, they don't need to be there. Like, they should get flack. I don't have any problem with people complaining about it. I'm complaining about it, even though I'm still watching. That's just who I am. I don't know. What do you think?
I really do go back and forth on this. Because as I do love the fact that we are open. And I still have a chance to go into work. It's just nice to be able to go into work and have something to do that isn't be at home. But I also do really think, is it essential that we're open at all? I mean, it's nice. It's nice for the community. It's nice so people can get their fish fry on Fridays. But is it essential? And is it really helping anyone to be open? Or is it more just to make some money? And I go back and forth on it constantly. I really don't have a good answer because I've really been stewing in my head when these regulations, I don't know how they're going to lift because everyone's fighting about this stay-at-home order and everything like that. And if everything just opens up full tilt again, I don't know if I want to be out and about with everyone. I don't know if I trust anyone for it not to just all blow up again. So I'm in a weird, as I said, at the beginning of the show, time has no meaning. My brain is in a quandary. I'm just kind of just in a weird place. And I didn't answer that question at all. But that's what you're going to get from me. So deal with it. All right, let us thank Mags All Pods on Twitter. He is at Dej Kirkby. It is time for us to keep on keeping on. Where are we going next?
Hey, look, it's Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
Hey! With
three brand new questions. This week, he asks, number one, what are some of your favorite cinematic turds? I feel like this is a question for you.
So, like, bad movies that I just absolutely love anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the entire two-headed, three-headed, four-headed, five-headed, and then six-headed shark series are all great. The entire Sharknado series, also wonderful. If you're looking for some bigger budget ones, Ghost Ship, absolutely atrocious, but great in its own right. Let's see. It's not Deep Impact, because that movie's really bad. I'm not going to... Sudden Impact? There is a cruise ship. It's attacked by this like worm-like Kraken monster. At the end, they escape on a jet ski and they end up on Monster Island. Ah, oh, what's that movie called? Deep Impact? No, I said that already. It's not the right answer. It's not the right answer. I said that one already. Oh man, I love bad movies. I watch so many. I mean, there's some really, really shitty Netflix movies that are also amazing as well. There was, what was the one I watched recently where the babysitter was trying to summon a satanic cult and that she was going to kill the kid. Oh man. I watch too much stuff. I don't have a good answer. Shark movies in general. I love all the bad shark movies. What do you got, Diesel?
My answer here, and I'm only going to go with one. I love this movie. A lot of people hate this movie. There are a lot of people out there that love it. It is a cult favorite, but it's not very good. I'm going to go with Snakes on a Plane. I love that movie.
I am sick and tired of these mother effing snakes on this mother effing plane. One of the lines that Sammy J hated saying the most in his entire career.
It's not a good movie, but I love it.
It's hilarious.
Every time I see it. Okay, question two. Martha Stewart or Paula Deen?
I guess I'm going to go with Martha because at least she's friends with Snoop Dogg and she did her time. Paula Deen's a bitch.
That is my answer as well. At least we know them, or at least we don't know if Martha Stewart's a racist or not.
That's true. And as I said, Snoop Dogg is good friends with Martha Stewart, as far as we know. It seems like Snoop and Martha get along quite well.
They had a TV show together.
They did.
I mean, that's exactly so. Yeah, Martha Stewart all the way.
It's got to be Martha.
And last, with the XFL ceasing operations again, how do you think the WWE product will be affected?
Well, apparently a lot of people are going to get fired. That's the number one thing right there. You're fired, and you're fired, and you get a pink slip, and you get a pink slip. Everyone gets pink slips.
You get pushed. Some random superstar like Braun Strowman, even though I love the direction they're going with that. I take back some of what I said about Braun Strowman winning the Universal title. As long as he loses it right away to the Fiend.
Yeah, but once again, then we're back in the same damn hole we were in before, where the Fiend really, is the champion.
We can pretend like we never left it.
I guess.
Think about it. Goldberg winning doesn't make any sense. Braun Strowman winning doesn't make any sense. Let's just sweep that under the rug and just pretend the Fiend's been champion the whole time. We can do a Firefly Funhouse match and make it like put a little thing in the timeline and then paste it together so it like never happened.
I mean, this is all just such great logic. I don't know how I can disagree with it. You're right. Let's just do that.
Yeah, that's all the questions we got from Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
All right. Let's thank Jerry. Hey, Arnold. He's on Facebook. He's not on the Twitter anymore. I think they banned him. Let's keep on keeping on, though. Next, we go to our next high flyer. It's our Hawaiian shirt-wearing high flyer, who is a great man. We haven't seen him in a while now, and I miss him. It's Tom, and on Twitter, he is at Hi5Tom, and that is the number 5, not the spelled-out version of 5. Tom's question is, with The Revival finally getting their release, what are the chances they don't go to AEW? And I would like to say that they are definitely going. But I thought that about Marty as well. Also, if not AEW, where would you like to see them go?
I was about to give it a 0% chance until he brought up Marty. So I'm going to give it a 0.1% chance that they don't go to AEW. And if they don't go to AEW, I want them to go to Ring of Honor and help rebuild that organization.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. I think that there is probably about a 10% chance. I'm going to give it a lot more than you gave it. 10% chance that they don't go to AEW. Because, you know, it's the wrestling world. And who knows? Right now, things are crazy. So maybe when things calm down, who knows? Yeah, so and if they didn't go to AEW, I want to go to NWA. I think they could do some amazing things with NWA power, and it'd be so much fun with a revival and that small little like set and everything like that. They could interact with the fans. It would be so great. Let's see. NWA. I'm sorry. This is the rest of Tom's stuff. NWA or Ring of Honor, right, would be fun. Also, as E owns the name of the revival, what would you call them?
Well, they did trademark the name Shatter Machine. I don't know if that's their finisher, but I mean, I think that'd be a cool tag team name as well.
I mean, I'd go back to the original, the Mechanics. I think that's a great...
WWE trademarked that name as well.
Yeah, but that's a kind of trademark that you could fight against pretty easily. The Mechanics, it's a very...
They trademarked it. It's their intellectual property. Top ropes are ours.
I guess it's true. I can't argue with that. Because you're using that logic against me. But yes, I don't know. Think it was some. I want something super simple. I don't need anything crazy. Shatter Machine, I think, is too much for
them. Cool?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little too cool. I want their name to be like the Revival, the Mechanics. They are no flips, just fists. Even though they could do flips as well. We've seen it.
WWE trademarked that too.
I know. Because WWE's a bunch of dickheads. Okay. On that note, let us thank our Hawaiian shirt wearing friend Tom, who was on Twitter at @HighFiveTom. And that is the number 5, not the spelled out version of the word 5. Let us move on, though. Next high flyer is gonna be the Get Show Wrestling Podcast, who was at Get Show Podcast, and that is GETCHO Podcast on Twitter. The question is, bigger for the state of Wisconsin, Bucks winning the championship or Brewers winning the World Series?
Brewers winning the World Series because it's never happened before. I mean, I know it's been since 77 since the Bucks have won the NBA championship, but they have a banner hanging in the Pfizer Forum that's the champions. The Brewers do not have that. I think that, I mean, it'd be awesome either way. I mean, me personally, if I had to pick, I'd rather have the Brewers. But, I mean, I wouldn't, like, I would be extremely happy if the Bucks won as well. But if I had to pick one or the other, I'd pick the Brewers, and I think that it would mean more to this state if the Brewers won.
Yeah, I actually can't disagree with you right there. I thought you might go with the Bucks just because of they have a better chance, I honestly feel like. Because I think, no offense to the Brewers team or anything like that, I think they're a great, great team. But they just can't seem to get over that hump at all. And not that the Bucks have again since then, but I just feel like the Bucks are in a better position to do it. And I feel like Bucks fever is much more rampant in Wisconsin right now than Brewers mania, if you will. But I do agree with you, since Brewers have never done it, that it would be much more impactful.
It depends on what time of year it is, you know. Like, if we're in October, you can't say that Bucks fever is more rampant, you know. Like, if the Brewers are in the playoffs...
Yeah, but I'm not talking bandwagon fans, Diesel. I'm talking bandwagon fans.
They also both recently just have lost Game 7 to go to the championship. You know, they're both on the cusp. And I know the Brewers are taking a different route than the Bucks are right now. Brewers are doing more of the Moneyball route.
Yeah.
If that works, because I don't believe Brewers in this year. Just don't see it happen. Even with the new realigned divisions and playing only in Arizona and Florida, I don't see that happening. So it sucks. It really, really sucks because I miss baseball. I miss Bucks too. This was their year. They were going to win it this year. I'm almost certain of it, but we'll never know.
We will never know. Could have been the Badgers' year as well, as those, the video game said.
Pundits?
Yep, the simulation said the Badgers would have won March Madness, the tournament. So,
but who knows? Year they can't do it.
Yep.
Of course.
But who knows? Who knows?
Wisconsin sports always letting you down, even when they can't play.
It's the way it goes. Let us thank, though, the Get Cho Wrestling Podcast, who is on Twitter at Get Cho Podcast, and that is at GETCHO Podcast. Give them a follow. Let us move on, though. Next, we go to the Mount Rushmore Pod, who is at Badlands Pod. And the question is, with lockdown continuing, what hidden gems should we be binge-watching?
Well, like I mentioned earlier on the show, I'm watching Spider-Man, the animated series from the 90s. And when we get through with that, we're moving to X-Men.
Are those really hidden gems, though, Diesel?
Those are hidden gems. There's people that have not seen these shows. We're in our 30s that have never seen these shows and love these. I mean, that's you. I'm just saying, another hidden gem is another show that I'm watching right now that I just started watching again. We took a little hiatus because it was freaking us out because of the world events right now, but The Strain. So, like, that's another hidden gem.
That is a hidden gem.
Maybe a couple years ago you couldn't call it a hidden gem, but now you can. It's been off the air for a couple years. People have forgotten about it, and it's really crazy. And if you want to freak out, watch it during a pandemic. Because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like thinking to myself, what if this is what the coronavirus is? What if people start turning into vampires?
Yep. Oh, exactly. What if this coronavirus is all really just the beginning of the vampire, rebellion / takeover? Who knows?
It will freak you out. Yeah. This is probably a bad timing to start watching this show, but I can't stop now.
I mean, it's a good show, so I like your style. Let's see, for hidden gems, this is the Gargoyles animated series. It's on Disney Plus. Everyone needs to watch that show. It is so fantastic. It is multi-layered with so many different storylines. Check it out on the Disney Plus. Let's see, what else is a hidden gem, if you will? I don't know. I watch a lot of random shit.
What you do?
Who was the? It's the executive producer. Who was the executive producer of like The Nines and Revolver and all those movies? It was Samuel Goldwyn.
Yeah,
is that his name?
I believe so. Yeah,
Samuel Goldwyn. Look up him on IMDb. Look up all the movies that he produced, and then just watch all of those movies, and you will be a happy person. Those are all hidden gems.
Especially once you get to Matchstick Men.
Matchstick Men. Also in there, Southwind Tales with The Rock.
Mm-hmm. And Sean William Scott.
And so many other. John Lovitz, also in that movie.
Randomly.
The Nines with Ryan Reynolds. Great movie. We've talked about on this podcast many, many times. Revolver with Jason Statham, where you can realize that Jason Statham actually can act like no one's business.
I don't know. I'm asking you this because I don't know the answer to it. Did he, Samuel Goldwyn, also produce Chaos Theory? Also with Ryan Reynolds?
I think he did, because I also am not positive. I'm not 100%. But if he didn't, we can also just throw that out there right now as another hidden gem as a movie that if you can find it, you should watch with Ryan Reynolds. Chaos Theory. Great movie.
Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, I forgot to say this earlier. I just watched one of my favorite chick flicks with him in it. Other than that, I go, Definitely Maybe.
Definitely Maybe is a good one.
I like that movie. rewatching it, I'm like, yes, he's from Madison.
But I like it was so obvious the whole time. That's my only issue with that movie, is that who the girl's actual mother is. It's like, duh. It was very romantic comedy.
It was a good movie. I liked it.
I do like the movie like as well. I still like the movie as well.
It holds up like 13 years later. I can't believe it's that old.
Yeah. It's not young. It's not young at all. All right. Well, let us think. The Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was that? Badlands Pod on Twitter for that great question. Let us move on to our next tie flyer. Our next tie flyer will be the Good Cop Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Good Bad Wrestle. And the first question is, what is the best cop advice you've ever given?
Chad, we should start a podcast.
Son of a bitch. That's an easy one for you. I don't have an answer. I'm not really a good advice kind of person. I'm generally the guy you go to if you want to make some bad decisions.
Then you should be perfect for the next part of the question.
All right. Well, the second question is, what is the worst cop advice you've ever given?
Hey, Chad, we should start a podcast.
I knew you were going to make that joke. Good job. But yeah, generally the worst advice I always get is, we could have one more drink. We could have one more round of shots. It's only 2 in the morning. We're fine. We can keep going. What does it matter? It's just time. I give the worst cop advice to myself all the time when it's 4 in the morning and I'm like, you should probably go to bed, Chad. And then I go, but you can play one more game of XCOM too. And then at 6 in the morning and I go, I should have gone to bed at 4 in the morning. So yeah, I give a lot of that. Bad, bad advice. All right. Finally, can you actually do the devil's advocate from last week that Gronk winning the 24/7 title wasn't the first fake title he won? No, I won't. Because I refuse to do that bullshit. I don't play your devil's advocate. This is view from the top rope. Devil's advocate isn't a segment here. So the fact that you think that Gronk won another fake title before this is just a bunch of malarkey. And I refuse to even endorse it. I expect Diesel to at least have some kind of random comment to say there.
I got nothing. I messed up last week.
You did.
Didn't understand what was being asked. Excuse me. Even though there was no question asked. We went through this on the group chat earlier. I think I won that argument.
As long as you think you won. The one statement I'll make on it is, you know what? If this is his second fake championship, he deserved it because we're the best around. Nothing's ever going to keep us down. Jog on, Roger Goodell. Okay. Let us thank the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Good Bad Wrestle on Twitter. Let us keep on keeping on. Next we go to Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who was that? NJPWUS. And the question is, what's your favorite wrestling documentaries?
The best one I've ever seen is the Andre the Giant one on HBO. That was the best one. Another one that's kind of wrestling, kind of not, but Mauro Ranallo was on Showtime.
Still haven't watched either of those.
You're missing out. Both of them are great.
I know I got to get around to watching those for sure. If I was going to have to pick one, I'm going to go with the 60 or the 30 for 30s ESPNs on Ric Flair. That was absolutely fantastic as well. All right, though. Let us thank Totally Not Dej Kirkby, who was at NJPWUS, for that great question. Let us move on to our next tie flyer. Next, we go to the Why We Watch Pod. Who was at Why We Watch Pod? And the question is, was it clear to anyone with working eyesight that Snuka killed his girlfriend, Teddy Hart is a piece of shit of shitland, and the whole Benoit murder-suicide, are we as wrestling fans too eager to forgive and forget for the sake of entertainment? Man, quarantine's making people get deep.
I don't know about the forgiveness. I think it's all about the forgetfulness. Like, we get lost in what we're watching. Like, if you're watching old Chris Benoit stuff, you think to yourself, man, this guy was a great wrestler. And then you just kind of forget everything that he did. I don't think anyone is forgiving him for what he did, because what he did was unforgivable. I don't think anybody could ever forgive him for that. But, like, I think it's more of a forgetfulness than an unforgiveness.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, to be honest. Because, yeah, I don't think any of us can ever truly forget about anything that any of the terrible things that these people have done. This is not in the same vein at all. But it's kind of how I look at a lot of actors. And once again, it's not the same thing. Just trying to give a quasi-example for how I think people's brains work on this. With a lot of actors, I do not agree with their personal lives, the things they say, how they, you know, conduct themselves as humans. But as an actor in movies or TV shows or anything like that, I can still enjoy their work. Now, once again, I'm not saying it's the same thing as people killing other people, but I think that's a way that a lot of people rationalize it, as saying, I'm trying to talk about his body of work, not his actual life and the person he was. And it was horrible, the person he was, but his body of work was good. That makes sense?
That makes sense. That's pretty much what I was saying too, but you put your own spin on it.
What I try to do here, even if I'm only repeating what you're saying, I'm going to make it sound better. All right.
I don't know if you did that, but...
Shut up, Diesel. Let me live in my own fantasy world. On that note, let us thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who was that? Why We Watch Pod for that wonderful question. Next, we go to the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod. And the question is, with Dana White seemingly pushing forward with Fight Island, what would you call your own desert island?
I would call it View from the Best Island. Because we'd both be there, and we'd have a recording studio there, and it'd be the best island, and we'd have the best view.
And we just have our own private plane where we're just flying people for interviews. And everyone would want to be there because it would be a private island where it's just a badass island resort. It's like, oh, you want to come do an interview? Yeah, we do it on the island. We own this island. It's our island. That'd be pretty cool.
You've heard of sandals? Or...
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, all that came through is you've heard of sandals. I want you to complete the rest of that joke.
I said, you've heard of sandals? We're like 10 times better.
There we go. All right. I knew there was an end to that joke. But yeah, if I was going to name my island, as I did on Two Point Hospital, with my entire healthcare system be calling Chad's Really Good Healthcare System, it would just be called Chad's Really Awesome Island. Because I don't want to lie to the people, and I don't want to be too, you know, superfluous. Just want to get straight to the point. So that would be the name of my island. Let us thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod for that great question. And let's keep on keeping on. We're going to our penultimate high flyer. And that is Good Guy Dave. Who was that? Dave Pozefsky. Dave's first question is, after a mystery WWE employee was found to have COVID-19, Is doing live programming the best option right now?
It's a crapshoot. I mean, we talked about it earlier. We talked about it last week, too. It's above our pay grade. I think it sucks. I think it's really, really risky, but like anything's risky this day and age with whatever you do with what's going on in the world. I go to work every day still. I work in the healthcare industry and I have to deal with papers that God knows who touched and God knows what they have. And like, I'm taking the risk too. So, I mean, I'm not wanting to say that whether they should or they shouldn't, because I'm still going to work.
Yeah, I guess that's basically where I'm at as well, because I'm also still working and going out in the real world. So who am I to say that they shouldn't allow their wrestlers to work and get paid? And really, it does come down to the contracts they have with the networks, saying they have to put on so many live shows. They're only allowed to have so many tape shows a year. We both understand that. But maybe there's another kernel.
Said if they want to get paid, that's the stipulation. Like they would not play the shows if they were taped. They'd just be like, "Well, we got this loophole. We don't need to pay you now."
Yep. Oh, 100%.
So yeah, I don't know.
It's all the shitty maybe world it's of the business.
Right decision, maybe it's not.
All we can do is wait and find out, I guess. So let's move on to our second question from Dave, which is, was Ronda Rousey right in what she said? AKA, fans are too harsh and family is more important, etc., etc., etc.
Family is always more important, I believe, and no matter what you do. So I can't say that she was hard or like she was wrong. What she said, fans are harsh, and I agree with her. Family is more important.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of things she said, that the fans are too harsh. As fans, generally, a bunch of dickheads. We're a bunch of dickheads about everything. We complain, we whine. And even when we're given what we want, we generally just bitch and moan about it anyways, because we're a bunch of petulant children. So she's not wrong in that regard. And she's right. Family is always the most important thing. I don't really agree with the way she kind of went about it. And she just kind of came off as just being a cold-hearted bitch for no real reason, except for the fact that she was kind of spurned by the fans. And so that's why it doesn't sit with me exactly right with everything she said, but I can't argue with most of it.
What if it's a work?
If it's another gosh darn work with Ronda Rousey, I'm just going to be pissed. Like, honestly, I'm going to be pissed.
You're only going to be pissed is because she got you.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like to be worked. So then she did what she wanted to do. But
I heard it. That's a good heel.
There was no. You didn't hear shit. You didn't hear nothing. That was
it just her being a good heel. If she worked, yeah, she can work you, Chad, of all people.
Me of all people.
Good heel work. That's good heel work.
Yeah, me of all people. All right, let's move on to our third and final question from Dave, which is, what's the most creative thing you've cooked during this pandemic?
I don't know. We do add things like with our gratin potatoes. We put some broccoli in there. I guess I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Last week we made chicken stir fry, which we just used vegetables that we had in the freezer and onion we had laying around, and we just kind of used what we had. So I mean, that's being kind of creative. Chili, made a really good chili. On Sunday for lunch, we used some of the leftover ham and made these ham sandwiches that we baked in the oven, with a mustard glaze.
Nice.
It was really good. We used some cheese. We used some sharp cheddar cheese and some Gouda and made this mustard glaze that glazed over the ham and then baked it or open face in the oven so it gets all nice and melty. And then, like, they were really good, actually. So, and that was pretty creative as well. It's like a Chad thing to do, I think.
Yeah. Just take whatever you have and just start throwing it all together and go, yeah, this is what I'm going to eat right now. That's 100%. That's exactly what I would do. For what I've done creative, as I said earlier, I made gyros again. Really, for what's been done creatively, I have to give all the credit to Allison for this past Monday and Tuesday for the keto meals we had for the keto carbonara with the spinach and the breadsticks, and then last night with the flatbread. Because I will not lie, they tasted fantastic. And in no way did I really go, well, I don't have any actual bread right now. It was great. It was very impressive. So I have to give all the credit to Allison for the keto flatbread, the chicken bacon ranch we had last night, and then the night before having the chicken carbonara with spinach and the garlic parmesan breadsticks.
I have nothing to say. I already said it already.
You did. All right. On that note, let us thank good guy Dave, who was at Dave Pozefsky on Twitter, for all three of those great questions. Let us move on to our final high flyer. Our final high flyer, as always, the magnificent Matt Willis, who was at the Matt Attack UK. And Matt's first question is it time for Jerry Lawler to retire from commentating after the inappropriate comments this week on Raw? Yeah, it's been time for him to retire for years. Never should have come back. Garbage. Garbage.
Well, I did not watch Raw. I just watched everything that they put on YouTube, so I didn't hear the comment. And I saw he said something, but I didn't exactly hear what he said. But that being said, yes, I don't need to know what he said. I agree with Chad.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to repeat it on this podcast. But yeah, so let's move on to our second question from Matt, which is, clearly, Seth Rollins is going to be the next challenger to the WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. Is he the right person to be challenging, or would you push someone else?
I thought about this after I watched the clip on YouTube. Seth Rollins lost to Kevin Owens, but yet he's being pushed for the title feud, but at the same time, it feels almost perfect, especially the way they built it up with him even like being more like Jesus and like really and like and then the double stomp at the end. Like, I can't argue that this is not the right call. Like, I'm super into it. I'm like 6 months ago, I was so sick of Seth Rollins, and this new reinvention of himself has just been really, really good. And I'm back into Seth Rollins. So, yeah, he's not going to win, but like, it's going to be fun.
As long as Seth Rollins doesn't win against Drew McIntyre, I think this is the perfect person for Drew McIntyre's first feud as champion. Because, like, as much as, you know, slaying the beast is amazing and everything like that, you do have to build Drew McIntyre up in the eyes of everyone else. And so he needs to have a big feud like this. And taking out Seth Rollins is a fantastic way to, you know, open up his title or reign. So, yeah, I think it's great and I have no problems with it. Okay, let's move us on to our third and final question from Matt, which is, MVP announced himself as one of the most decorated superstars of all time, 2-time U.S. champ, 1-time tag team champ, and the greatest ladder match competitor of ever, yet he lost every ladder match he's ever been in, which was clearly to build up to think it was Edge, would have been great with a crowd. With that in mind, when have you seen other superstars in history and thought, you're all talk, but never delivered?
That's a pretty solid question.
There's a lot of lead up to a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was a good way to get to where or his point. So yeah, this was undisputed about what he was trying to say. Like sometimes he asks a question and I have to ask you to like take the legalese out of it and explain it to me because I'm dumb. So that was a good lead up to that question. I like it. I would say Braun Strowman. I think he's more talk, even though he's champion right now. Like, I don't know. I haven't for a while. Like I said last week on the podcast, I would rather have a second reign from Jinder Mahal than ever have him be champion. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Braun Strowman.
I mean, I really can't argue that you're not wrong with Braun Strowman. Because I've never really been on the Braun Strowman train. I've been impressed with things. He grew for a while, but he really stagnated, and I feel like he's regressed a lot since the time where Braun Strowman was really like, oh man, he's doing drop kicks. He was doing so much stuff. He was really like trying to grow his competitor. And now he is just the power slam and a shoulder block. That's it. Power slam and shoulder block. That's it. And it's boring as hell. So I think Braun Strowman is the best answer. I don't know if I can think of a better answer right now.
Ding! Ring the bell. Sidebar. How was Jinder Mahal not one of the names that got released?
Because Jinder is awesome.
I'm just saying, like, he fits in the category with everyone that got released and, like, they haven't been using him. Like, I don't know, it just...
Because they still want to get into the India market. And though he may be a Canadian, they still think that he is their best option to try and breach that market. That's the only reason I have.
I'm just thinking, I wouldn't have been surprised if, like, I would have saw his name today.
I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised either. But because he wasn't released, that's the only reason I can think of why.
The only reason Mojo Rawley wasn't released is because he's friends with the Gronk.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's all. It's my whole sidebar.
Okay, well, on that note, that will wrap up all three of our questions from the Matnificent Matt Willis, who is on Twitter at TheMattAttackUK. And that will end this week's Mystery Brainbuster of the Week for episode 146. Thank you, as always, for sending in all of your amazing questions, as you do each and every week. Please keep sending your questions in. You hit up me up on Twitter at ViewFromTopRope. Hit up Diesel on Twitter at
Diesel_VFTR.
Or you can always respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. This week I only did it Monday and Wednesday. But just follow me on Twitter. You'll see the Twitter post. Respond there. You'll be featured. Or hit us in our DMs. Doesn't matter. Just hit us up. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, anyone else will listen to you. Send in your questions. We'll answer them. We'll have a great time. Because that's what the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week is about. But let us move on to our final segment. As the song said, that means it's time for final thoughts. Diesel, final thoughts for the week. What do you got?
Not much. I'm going to do some packing this weekend because our move is coming very, very fast. And maybe watch some more Strain. Maybe watch some more movies. It's really all up in the air. We don't even have food plans yet.
Wow. Look at you guys flying by the seat of your pants.
What you got? What's your final thoughts?
My final thing? Basically, yeah. My final thoughts are I'm hopefully going to be ordering a new computer because I want to do more things with Adobe, and currently my dinosaur of a computer is not allowing me to do those because it does not have the processing power to run the things I want it to run. So that's driving me nuts. Also, just going to keep playing video games. hanging out with Allison, doing some more keto recipes, hopefully. But yeah, I don't got a lot of final thoughts. Just kind of rolling with the punches to see how this world is going to keep spinning tomorrow. So Diesel, do some social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow Chad on Twitter at View From Top Rope. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram by searching View From The Top Rope Official. YouTube is View From The Top Rope. Of View From Top Rope at gmail.com is our email address. You can give the Visionaries Wrestling Network a follow on Facebook by searching Visionaries Wrestling Network. You can follow us on Twitter at VizWrestleNet. You can send your podcasts in to be added to the Visionaries Wrestling Network by using the handy Gmail account, VisionariesWrestlingNetwork@gmail.com. And you can listen to all the great Visionaries Wrestling Network shows on Google Play, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, and so many more.
So many others. Type in Visionaries Wrestling Network in your Google machine. You will find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. If not, hit us up. We'll get added to it. I promise. But that will wrap up this another amazing episode of this amazing podcast. Sorry, I repeated myself there. But yeah, we're wrapping it up. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. It's quarantine. I've been Chad. He has been Diesel. Zeus has been here with me. Diesel's been in his own place. This has been View From The Top Rope. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. But always remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.